Good day, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Miller Time. This is the podcast whereby I let the citizens know good things that are going on in the city of Leeds. This is not a campaign. This is not political. This is just a statement of fact. Today, we're going to talk about the city's acquisition of the Alabama Power Building and a new proposal for a new city center. The Alabama Power Building and acreage was appraised at approximately $2 million. It had just undergone a $1.2 million upgrade by Alabama Power, but we were able to purchase it at auction for less than $1 million. Importantly, Leeds taxpayer funds were not used for the purchase. The purchase was funded through court funds, not money from the city general fund. These court funds are restricted funds and can only be used for items such as this. The portion of the building which had been Dr. McClendon's optical shop was purchased by the Leeds Waterworks Board for approximately $150,000 for the purpose of moving the administrative office of the Water Board to downtown Leeds to provide easier access for citizens to pay their bills and other admin matters. They have so far failed to make this move. It cost approximately $60,000 for renovations to the main building to make it into a courtroom and a meeting room. These costs were covered by money received from the Water Board, and therefore the project netted the city over $90,000 in profit on the McClendon portion of the building. In addition to being a revenue neutral or possibly even revenue positive deal for the city, acquisition of the Alabama Power facility removed the need for the city to build a new city hall, which cost in that original configuration had been estimated to be between $9 and $14 million. Therefore, these millions of dollars were saved and not spent. By virtue of the savings made possible through the acquisition of the Alabama Power Building, which we now call City Hall Annex, which removed the need for a new city hall, coupled with the Board of Education's ability to fund a new central office without city funds, along with the renovation and upgrade of the Civic Center and Senior Center, plus the ongoing renovation and coming upgrade of the library in its existing location, and the ability of the McClendon spaces in the annex, if the Water Board so chooses, the city is now in the position to move ahead with a much less expensive city center facility to house a much-needed large meeting space and recreation venue similar to the Moody facility. I'm submitting a proposal for architectural design study and a cost estimate to the City Council for approval at the next meeting. This new facility, which I vowed to continue to pursue by other revenue means a few years ago at the time of the defeat of the proposed ad valorem tax referendum, is now financially possible without a tax increase. This has been accomplished through our sound financial management, success in recruiting new businesses with the associated increases in Leeds jobs, plus continued yearly increases in our cash reserves. We're now ready to move ahead with this much-needed improvement in the quality of life in Leeds. This new meeting and recreation facility, along with the upgraded tennis courts, new super-quality pickleball court, including, by the way, storm shelters, new upgraded children's playground, totally remodeled and upgraded splash pad, outdoor exercise facility, greatly increased downtown and civic center parking, fully funded and soon to break ground downtown ADA compliant sidewalks, lighting, and signage, new ADA compliant sidewalk crossings in the avenues, unprecedented street paving and $1 million plus per year spending on ongoing paving, an infrastructure maintenance program, the nearing completion of the BOA upgrade to our stadium, restrooms, field house, and concession facilities, to which the city contributed $500,000, the modernization and upgrade of our first responders, personnel, and equipment, the addition of our two new city-owned and operated ambulances, and many other items contribute to the quality of life in our city, together all make Leeds a great and continually improving place to live. Enjoy your city as we continue to make these significant improvements, and know that your city administration is spending your tax money in a truly transparent manner for the good of all our citizens. And as always, roll Green Wave.